pipe tape. Follow directions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Pipe tape, follow directions. Recently, I put on a new faucet for my outdoor sprinkler, and the old faucet was just leaking away, and no matter how tight I would turn the handle, or no matter how I would seek to find a proper washer to go inside of the faucet, none seemed to be available. So I just went out and spent $5 and bought myself a beautiful brass faucet. And the faucet was very glorious to look at. It had a special little tag on it. And the tag said this. It says, "Use pipe tape, plumber's pipe tape, on the fitting before inserting it into the pipe." Well, now, there are times that you don't always have the pipe tape. And then your faucet starts to leak a little bit, as it had done before. It starts to leak around the edge and where the faucet had been screwed on, and it just was not very practical at all. It just was not very practical at all. So I had a roll of pipe tape. I went into my toolbox, and lo and behold, there were two rolls of pipe tape. The white tape that's very thin and stretches so wonderfully. And I took out a piece, maybe 8 inches long, and I stretched it around the threading on the pipe, and then wound maybe 3 or 4 times. And it was very firm, deep into the holes of the threading. And then I twisted it on and twisted it on and twisted it on until it was ready for the last twist. And the last twist was the twist that was going to set it upright in the perfect condition that I wanted it for being on the hose bib. Well, that twist went perfect. I didn't go too far, didn't go too little, I went just right. And the pipe tape made it fit so perfectly. And I went over to the water system and turned on the water, and I opened the valve on the new valve. And when I opened it, the water, of course, poured out beautifully. Everything was in divine order. And then I closed it, and then I looked for drips, and there were no drips. No drips at all. I opened it, and then I closed it and looked for drips. And then as I let the days go on, I found that there were no drips. There were no drips for me to check on. Everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. I was very delighted to see that the pipe tape really did its job. How often do we listen to the inner voice that tells us that we should use pipe tape? How often do we listen to that inner voice that tells us certain things to do that we are not commonly accustomed to doing? Now, in my daily life, putting on plumbing is one of the rare things that I do. Yet, years ago, my father taught me how to put the plumbing pipes on. He taught me how to do everything because my dad knew how to do everything. He was a builder, and he taught me everything about building. And he taught me about using levels and hammers and nails, and he taught me about 2x4s and 2x8s and 2x12s, and he taught me the 6-penny nail and the 8-penny nail and the 12-penny nail. He taught me all of these wonderful things. And through the years, the smattering of information that I got here and there come back and fulfill purposes that I never dreamed they would fulfill. Because I was blessed, having a father that I had, who taught me how to do everything right the first time, I became somewhat of a perfectionist. I wanted everything done right the first time. So before I would jump into something, and they oftentimes said that I would leap before I thought, but before I would jump into things, I trained myself to think. I trained myself to believe that I knew exactly what was the right thing to do, and how was the right thing to do it. I listened, and that listening was perhaps my early training in meditation, my early training in introspection, my early training in believing in myself. My dad believed in himself. He was a fine mechanic. He could fix any car in his day. Today the cars are quite different, but he would probably know them too. He could fix any car in his day. He could do anything that needed to be done. He could figure plans and come up with the most complex figures and be a figure that was going to make money for the company. He could do everything that he wanted to do, and he did it beautifully. Now, my dad was a very odd fellow. He didn't spend too much time with us kids or anybody else, but what time he spent was quality time. And he loved to go fishing. He would come home from work in the evening from the town, and he would come out to our lake cottage, and the first thing he would do would be to jump in the big boat that he had built, a big tin boat that he had built, and go out in the middle of the lake and sit there and fish. Now, we oftentimes thought, yeah, he's just sitting there fishing. We didn't think anything about it particularly, but in later years we thought about it. We thought, what a wonderful time he has chosen for himself to become at peace with himself and his world. What a wonderful thing that he has done for himself to know that all is in divine order, to know that he is the cause of everything good and beautiful in his world. He goes into the boat and he meditates. Now, we went with him several times as children, and as we would go with him, he would tell us, now, no noise in the boat. Don't want to scare the fish. Well, if he had just been honest with us, which is difficult to do, and said, all right, children, when I go fishing, that is my time for spiritual meditation. You, spiritual meditation, Dad? How about that, you know? And children, this is, five was children. This is my time for spiritual meditation. When I go out there, I am quiet. I listen inside myself. He says, I don't want to scare the fish away. Well, my goodness, nothing scared the fish away. When they saw a hook with bait on it, they went for it, whether there was commotion or going on or not. But my dad had that as his excuse. He didn't want to scare the fish away. And, of course, us kids found it very difficult to be quiet. And so he didn't take us along on his fishing trips. But he himself learned to listen within. He himself learned to put the pipe tape on and have it do its wonderful job. He learned that silence is the pipe tape that is so important for making a perfect connection between itself and the allness. Yes, that way nothing leaks out, nothing gets by. That way it's a smooth connection, it's a smooth attachment between ourself and ourself. As we are one with ourself and one with our world and one with everything that is good and beautiful, yes, it is wonderful. And this is what life is all about. This is what everything in the world is all about. Listening to the divine within, listening to the magic within, listening to who we really are. As you and I listen to who we really are, we find that listening within is so important. We find that having the pipe tape and following the directions for any little activity of our life, if we follow the directions perfectly, the results will be perfect. If we set the table harmoniously with the dishes according to the way that we want to set it, if we make the meals so that everything will be warm at the same time. Mothers have learned to do this over the years. Restaurants have learned to do this, that they must serve seven meals or so at one time and have them all be hot and ready, because some people didn't want to begin eating without the other people at the table. And so they had to learn to do that. Well, this is something that can be learned. It's something that we do, but it's only when we are allowing ourselves to put the pipe tape on first, to take each little step in our world of activity, and in each little step do it perfectly and beautifully and harmoniously. then everything works out. When Dad would go fishing, and it's his time for peace and quiet within himself, he thought quietly, and he listened within, and all of the problems that were befuddling him from his day, figuring the plans for the jobs and how to position the men for the most beneficial use of them, how to get the most work done, how to have men work on four jobs at once and not even realize they're doing it, and being happy with it. That's a master. And we all are that master. My dad trained as a fisherman to become that master. And of course, Peter, as a fisherman, trained to become that master too. That doesn't make them geniuses, although they certainly were. But it puts them right up there with the genius, if they choose to accept it, claim it, live it, and enjoy it. Let us join this noble group of wonderful beings who listen within. This wonderful group of beings who know the reason that pipe tape is there. It's so that when we follow directions, the pipe will make the most binding connection and there will be no leaks and everything will be in divine order. Kind of exciting and kind of wonderful. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.